Chapter 1. I was kneeling on a hideously ugly orange shag carpet, unpacking one of three boxes that contained most of my important worldly possessions, when I heard a quiet tapping on the door of my apartment. Since it was October 31st, I wasn't inclined to answer. It's not like I had a big sack of M&Ms or fun-sized Snickers to hand out to a bunch of trick-or-treaters. I didn't have any food at all. Not even a single item in the crappy little fridge that sat on the corner counter in the world's dinkiest kitchen. I've never seen a stove with only two burners, and I've seen larger sinks in Barbie dollhouses. But the price was right. Funds were tight, so I would put up with my miniature kitchen until finances improved. The knock came again. A soft tock, tock, tock. With a sigh, I got to my feet and pulled on the rickety knob. On the walkway outside, Xena, warrior princess, peered up at me. Miniature Xena, that is. A dark-haired little girl with a pale face shivered in the doorway. She wore tan Ugg boots, a black and brown striped skirt, and a tiny leather bustier. For the Xena breastplate, she'd spray-painted a couple of dessert-sized paper plates with gold and connected them with paper clips. More paper clips were hooked together over each of her tiny shoulders. She wore what looked like a pair of black socks on her forearms to simulate Xena's VAM braces. A sword handle poked up over her right shoulder, and the outfit was made complete by a gold circular chakram hanging from her hip. The razor-edged weapon that the real Xena carried could slice through metal, but the girl's version was raggedly fashioned. "Is that a frisbee?" I asked, pointing at her chakram. "Yeah, I cut it out with a knife. It didn't come out so great."
"You did a great job painting it gold."
"I guess." She held up a hand which was stained gold across her palm. "The paint isn't sticking too good. Wish I had a real chakram. Once upon a time, I..."